Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Monday, I guess, right? I praise God that we're still here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name, Psalm 103. Happy to be here. In all truth, I am happy to be here. You want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. S-O-N-S of Liberty. Com. If you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our website. That's who we are. Judge us by our fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. That's what we bore over the last 25 years of ministry, something like that, give or take a year or two. But this is what brings forth the fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8, by what we do. Not by what we talk about, but what we do. And here at the ministry, we are not... hearers only deceiving ourselves. We are doers of the Word of God. Read James 2:14-26. You can also check us out on social media platforms on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of that page if you want to call in at any time. Please do, but stick to the topic. We're going to get back over to part 7. Folks, there's so much information on the Freemasons, Illuminati, spiritualists, mysticists. Our mysticists, yep, established this country. I'm here to tell you absolutely not. We are on part 7 today. And it's amazing, before we even got to the show today, someone's telling me to go ahead and look at our inconvenient history. It's like, why don't you pay attention to the details of the facts rather than what you've been told by the revisionists? Because I am sick and tired. And these are the good guys, folks, talking about jumping in head first without even knowing what they're talking about. It just really aggravates me to no end. It truly does, especially when they know what they think they know is completely false. And it's holding the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18, and it's not a good place to put yourself in promulgating or broadcasting lies. So we're going to be getting to all this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Oh, how the words have been watered down. Definitions have been watered down. All of our definitions, we go right back to the Webster's 1828. Because that is the founding era of our country. Before that, obviously, but this is when Noah Webster actually created his and composed his dictionary. With the content which is within. And it's interesting, when you open up the front of his Webster's 1828, it's a huge picture of Noah Webster. And what does it say? Who taught millions to read, and listen carefully, saith our forefather Noah Webster, and not one to sin. Isn't that amazing? Well, he's also the guy that has taken the time to define out the word Mason, okay? Now, I want you to just slow down for a moment with me. I want you to think about what I'm going to say to you next. What's the first thought that goes through your head when I say Mason? What's the first thought? A Satanist, right? Someone that's a part of some cult, the Illuminati. Some spiritualist or mysticist, right? Isn't that what you think? Yeah, because that's what you've been taught to think about your forefathers. And again, who's been teaching you that? Those that should know better. I want you to see this, because this is fantastic. Here's Noah Webster right here on social media platforms. If you're not on a platform and you're listening to us in one of the 160 cities across the country, I'll paint the picture for you. What is a Mason? Look at the definition. A man whose occupation is to lay bricks in stones or to construct the walls of buildings, chimneys, and the like, which consist of bricks or stones. That's what a Mason is. Well, what's a Freemason? I'm just going over and doing a little bit of a recap, giving you a different definition to only solidify where we're at in telling you the truth and exposing the lies. Luke 12:2. What is a Mason? Number two, a member of the fraternity of Freemasons. What do you think of when you hear the word fraternity? What's the first thing you think of? Well, you think of a bunch of cult members in colleges, right? They're all a part of this group and they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Well, is that what a fraternity is? No. As a matter of fact, here's the definition of what a fraternity is. And this is how people have been slowly brainwashed. This is how the revisionists have been revising definitions and getting you to believe which is untrue. Okay? What is it? A fraternity is a group of people sharing a common profession. So when I say Freemasonry, what do you think of right away? Again, you're thinking the way that you've been taught to think. And who taught you to think that way? The revisionists. You know, it's crazy. They have taught the people in this country how to hold to the lie rather than the truth. And why is that? Because the people within themselves haven't taken the time to do what I just did. Again, listen carefully. A Mason is a man whose occupation is to lay bricks, a stone cutter. Or to construct walls or buildings, chimneys, and the like, which consist of bricks of stones. Oh, my goodness. How did we take that and believe it to be something that has been created by the propagandists and revisionists of the day? Okay. I mean, this is like what we see today in government. Most people think, because Donald Trump highlights this constantly, every president has since Ronald Reagan, that we're a democracy. But since the people don't take the time to know the difference, guess what they believe? And I can prove the point 1,000 times over, are we a democracy or a republic? Democracy, hands down. I did a college in North Carolina. I asked every single professor. There were 70 professors there that I had the opportunity to educate. And it was interesting when I asked them, what form of government have we been given? Every single one of those professors were a democracy. Every single one of them. I say the Pledge of Allegiance. But this shows you how people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they don't take the time to know for themselves the truth of the matter. To close that last point, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We're going to get back to this, folks. Masons are what? They are those that are responsible for laying bricks and stones or constructing the walls of buildings, chimneys. They're not cult members. They're not Satanists. They're not a part of the Illuminati. And the Freemasons are those that travel in continents to do what? To meet with the Masons at a local fraternity, which is what? A place where people of the same occupation meet. We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
So I want to highlight this one more time, and then I want to show you something from a modern definition over to that of what the definitions were originally set forth by our founding forefathers, okay? So a Mason, again, it's not a cult leader. It's not a Satanist. It's not somebody that's a part of the Illuminati. These are men whose occupation was to lay bricks and stones or to construct the walls of buildings, chimneys, and the like, which consist of bricks or stones. What I started the show off with, asking the question, is when I say Mason, what's the first thing you've been taught? Or what's the first thing that you want to respond with? What you've been taught? What? That our forefathers were Freemasons, they were Masons, they were a part of the Illuminati. Again, the list goes on. Okay? That's not the definition of what a Mason is. If you ask a modern-day Freemason or a Mason today as to what the definition of a Mason or a Freemason is, I can almost guarantee you that they have no idea what it means. They think just the way that most think. Okay? That they're a part of a cult, that they're Satanists, they're a part of the Illuminati. Not true at all. Not true at all. Let me give you a definition, modern-wise, in the modern day, in the present, as to what the fraternity is defined out as. Okay, the dictionary that this is coming from is the Oxford's Modern Revised Version. It's a group of people sharing a common profession. It's still true, but look at the difference, right? It's a group of people sharing a common profession or interest. Okay, so when you hear of the lodges that the Freemasons and the Masons went to, or you hear that they were fraternities, they were just people sharing a common place of profession. That's it. Just like if you went into a union hall, they shared a common profession, right? Or a common interest. And so fraternity back then is a group of people sharing a common profession. If you go to Webster's 1828, you know what the word fraternal means? Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I need to do something here. Just about fell into that one. Don't want to do that. The state of quality of a brother. Webster's 1828. Brotherhood. Okay. A body of men associated to their common interest. A company. A brotherhood. Okay. as the Fraternity of Freemasons. Again, let me define Freemasonry for you so you all understand as to how we're going to start the show off here today. Freemasons were those that were Masons. They were bricklayers. They were stonecutters. They were the builders of abbeys and cathedrals and churches. Okay? That's what a Mason was. And the lodge was planted in those certain towns and cities where the Freemasons, which were a part, they were a part of the continent, but they weren't from that particular area. They were the ones that would go around and about, and they would contract themselves out. That's what a Freemason was, okay? And it still is if we go back to the original intent of our forefathers. Now, last week we ended off on Albert Mackey as to where did this indoctrination, where did this heretical, occultic garbage come from? Well, it didn't come about, listen carefully, for almost 100 years after our forefathers were dead. So when you hear Freemasonry or Masonry today, that's the modern definition as to how the revisionists and propagandists have basically desensitized the people and indoctrinated them to believe what is simply not true. But that is the modern version of what they would call a Freemason or a Mason. It is someone that's a part of the occult, someone that's a part of the Illuminati. The list goes on. This came from a guy named Albert Mackey. Okay, he was the guy that was born in South Carolina in 1807 to 1881, where he became a Freemason. Then he witnessed to the anti-Masonic fervor that swept the nation in the 1830s, but unlike so many other Masons, he maintained his membership through those difficult years. The difficult years, if you remember right, was when many of the people that were a part of the original intent of the Masons and the Freemasons, when they started to change things 100 years after it was actually contrived or created, it was those that left the lodges in droves throughout. Why? Because they didn't want anything to do with what they were trying to transition the Masons and the Freemasons into, and that was where they brought the occult in, and I'll get to that in a moment. In 1854, Albert Mackey gave up his chosen profession of medicine to devote his full energy and abilities to rebuilding American Freemasonry, and he rose rapidly through the organization and became the Grand Master of the United States, the head of all American Masonic lodges. Mackey served the last years of his life as a Secretary General of the Supreme Council of the 33rd degree. Ooh. The highest degree to which a Scottish Rite Mason may rise, the organization Mackey headed is composed only of the equivalent of what might be characterized as a Masonic Medal of Honor award winner. Those who have exhibited extraordinary Masonic achievements, performed exceptional Masonic service, or made remarkable contributions to that of the Freemasonry. Mackey was also perhaps the most prolific Masonic writer, even penning his Masonic work in 1845, a lexicon of Freemasonry, and then providing an endless stream of Masonic works until his death in 1881. And some of his most notable Masonic writings include The Mystic Tie in 1849, Principles of the Masonic Law, 1856, A Textbook of Masonic Jurisprudence, 1859, and Cryptic Masonry in 1867, and Mackey's Masonic Ritualist, which was written in 1869. So the words in the title of several of his books, Mystic, Cryptic, Ritualist, indicate the pagan spiritualist aspects Mackey systematically introduced into Freemasonry almost 100 years after our forefathers were dead. Now that's not all. And that he wasn't alone in this. There was Albert Pike, 1809 to 1891. The second of the Masonic Resurrection Giants, was born in Boston, but moved to Arkansas, where he became a journalist and an attorney. As a matter of fact, he was one of the richest attorneys in the country in Arkansas. Pike became active in Freemasonry and rose rapidly, being selected as the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Southern Jurisdiction of Scottish Rite Freemasonry in 1859. Shortly after his selection, the Civil War erupted and Pike became a Confederate general. And after the war, he moved to Washington, D.C. and devoted himself totally into building the Scottish Rite into a forceful and well-organized Masonic entity. This is what you're dealing with today. Washington, D.C. is now the home of the southern jurisdiction of the Scottish Rite, the world's largest Scottish Rite organization, which Pike headed and marshaled into an influential body. Pike's magnum opus was his infamous Morals and Dogma, which he wrote in 1871, in which he standardized the Scottish Rite Masonic degrees. Notice we're talking about Scottish Rite. So they were taking from others in other countries and then bringing them over into America, and they infiltrated the Masons and the Freemasons with this new occultic twist at every given turn. The Scottish Rite Masonic degrees from the 4th to the 32nd provided a philosophical basis and framework for each. He bestowed, Albert Pike did, titles on several of those higher degrees, including Perfect Master, 5th degree, Prince of Jerusalem, 16th, Chief of the Tabernacle, 23rd, Knight of the Sun, 28th, and the Sublime Prince of the Royal Secret, 32. These are adults, okay? I just want to make clear you all understand what we're talking about, what adults created by the inspiration of Satan himself, okay? It was in these degree rituals that Pike openly embedded pagan and pluralistic teachings 100 years after our forefathers were dead, mixing them with the elements of the occult and spiritual mysticism. These are openly anti-Christian beliefs that have become a part of the American Freemasonry today, as you know it. Pike claimed that the American Freemasonry was the direct receiver of the teachings of the Gnostics, of the Druids, of the Essenes, the Kabbalah, and numerous other long-dead cults, ancient movements against which entire books of the New Testament were written, such as Ephesians to teach to counter the teachings of the Essenes, and Colossians to counter the teachers the teachings of the Gnostics. For 60 years, Pike's work was given to every entrant into the Scottish Rite Masonry. Even today, it is still recommended reading for every American Mason, regardless of the degree attained. Okay? So they're going to reprobate men. Reprobate, Webster's 1828, defined as abandoned to their sin. So they're taking carnal man, which wars against the spirit, and what they're doing is they're rewriting everything that the Masons and the Freemasons had to do with. And again, it's what's crazy about it, it goes back to Isaiah 5:20. This is what it reminds me of. Putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. And this is exactly what happened during this time era, especially with the Masons and the Freemasons. And the people drank it, okay? And they let them take the lead, they let them take the helm, and they let them redefine everything for what people, in most cases today, believe when it's an absolute lie. So you took the lie for the truth. And what we're doing here, friends, is we're telling you to buy the truth, sell it not, and put the lie out of a place and put the truth in its place where it belongs. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to get to some new content here concerning where we're going. This is part 7, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The 144th annual White House Easter egg roll is underway.
President Biden saying he expects 40,000 visitors to participate in the festivities Monday, including military and veteran families, caregivers, and survivors. The theme this year is Eggucation, in which the South Lawn and Eclipse has been transformed into a school community full of education activities for children. Severe weather is in the forecast for today from the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Hail, heavy rain, and tornadoes are possible, with storms moving into the mid-Atlantic and Gulf Coast Tuesday. The greatest threat for tornadoes is in Oklahoma tonight. Google says it will destroy data on millions of users' browser histories as part of a settlement in a lawsuit that alleges it tracked users in incognito browsers. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just paying attention to some of the stuff that I'm seeing on live chat right now. By the way, there's several of them. I'm not just always seeing the same one, okay? Just so if you think I'm talking about you, the only reason you'd be convicted by that is because maybe the Holy Ghost knows who I'm talking to, but I'm maybe looking at someone else when I'm addressing this. But what I'm saying is if people knew the Word of God the way that they know about all these cults, they might actually be set free. They might actually understand the anointing, Isaiah 10:27. They actually might actually be partakers of spiritual life. He who hath the Son hath life. My goodness, I mean, it's amazing. It's the same thing with people that, especially those that are the modern-day conservatives that call themselves Christians. They know all about politics, but when you talk to them about the Word of God, they're lost. Then they wonder why we know why they're lost. Okay? Because we know what they're feeding on. I'll put that up against Micah 6:16 when you get a moment as well. I want to get over to this because, again, what I want to do is I want people to be set free by this information. I do want to say also, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So let's get back to this. We were just talking about Mackey, and we were talking about Albert Pike. So we have Albert Mackey, who is 100 years after our forefathers when they began to push the occult into the Freemasonry. Matter of fact, Pike's about ready to tell that to us in just a moment. Albert Pike, 1809 to 1891, they began to push the occult into the Masons and Freemasons and revise it, okay? And that's exactly what they did. And somehow or another, the American people have haven't put that together yet. But again, listen to what Albert Pike said, and I'll get to that in a moment, and I'll highlight it in just a moment here, okay? American Freemasonry Today, Pike claimed that American Freemasonry was the direct receiver of the teachings, again, of the Gnostics, the Druids, the Essenes, the Kabbalah, and numerous other long-dead cults. He was the one that revived them, okay? Pike raised the Scottish Rite from its previous state of obscurity to its current and prominent position. Pike is also revered by Masonry that he is one of only two busts displayed at the National Masonic Shrine in Washington, D.C. The other is John Henry Cowles, Sovereign Grand Commander from 1921 to 1952. Today, Pike is described as the Masonic historians as a master genius. A master genius of Freemasonry who decided that his only monument should be in the hearts and the memory of his children, saith the devil. In all truth, saith the devil, because he's the author of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. And if you're confused, go ahead and read Daniel 9:7, okay? But here's the thing. He's a genius at what? Confusing the people and distorting the minds and distorting the hearts further than what they already are. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, right? And doesn't the Bible also say he who trusts in his own heart is a fool? Well, that's what they've done, but they've taken it a mile further. And yet men are that blind to actually follow blind men. That's why Jesus said the blind lead the blind. They all end up in the what? You know, they end up in a Masonic lodge with a bus named after them, right? And then when they're dead, they wonder why they're in hell, because they didn't want to listen to guys like me that were preaching the truth concerning the Word of God. That's what happens. They figure it out after the fact. Read Luke 16 concerning the rich man. One eulogist said of Pike that he found Masonry in a log cabin and left it in a temple. Oh, because Pike rewrote the rituals of Masonry and institutionalized them, Masons claim that his name will evergreen and precious memory in all the American Masons. Good for him. Now, significantly, it's from Pike's work that succinct and virulent anti-Christian quotes are often drawn by evangelicals today to show, shame on you, to show why Freemasonry is repugnant to so many Christians. And I'm saying shame on you to those that are out there trying to convince the American people that your forefathers were bearing the opposite fruit of the seeds in which they planted. Shame on you. But going back to the point, anti-Mason book and anti-Masonic books are repugnant to so many Christians. In fact, it's hardly respectable if it does not cite morals and dogmas to prove why the teachings of Freemasonry are incompatible with those of Christianity. Yet recall these loathsome Masonic teachings were not present in early American Freemasonry. Thank you, sir. These new and odious Masonic teachings were introduced nearly 100 years after the American founding era. Your silence speaks volumes. And I'm speaking to those that are out there telling everybody about how demonic and occultic and satanic our forefathers were. You ready for Pike? You ready to hear what this devil had to say? He blurted the truth out in his confusion, folks. He said, in fact, the Freemasonry of the United States is not what it was in the days of our forefathers. Yeah, it doesn't even define, even to be close to what it defines out to be, or what it was during the era of our founding forefathers. Where are all of those people? I'm broadcasting into 160 cities. I'm broadcasting into 53 countries outside of our online resources, media outlets. I'm trying to figure out where are all those people that are trying to convince you of the opposite of the truth of the matter? Where are they at? 1-866-582-9933. We're waiting to be corrected. I wish people would take the time to understand that what we're doing here, because matter of fact, folks, do this. After today's show, go to the same show tomorrow, go to this show tomorrow, and look at the comments, and you tell me what is wrong with people. And I'm saying that for the very reason that I am, again, not giving you my opinion. I am giving you the facts of the matter, and so are the modern-day Freemasons and the Masons, which define out to be the opposite of what the definitions are originally intended to be. Okay? Modern critics of Freemasonry provided virtually no offensive quotes from early American Masonic works. As a matter of fact, if you look at the foundation of our country, even through common law, you will find that 15,000 writings found in Texas, a college in Texas, Houston, Texas, professors found that 15,000 writings only, what? Prove the point that our forefathers were constantly making reference to the Word of God, the Bible, and laying the foundations of this country. Again, that's why you see Moses everywhere on your Capitol buildings, the Supreme Court building. That's why you see your said representatives. By the way, I met with the senator again this morning, doing my part in the state of Minnesota here, that put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and men that they're going to uphold the laws found within. I mean, come on. Really? That's what our forefathers, as a matter of fact, who started that? I'll tell you who started that. In many state constitutions, you had to profess your Christianity to be a part of any representative position. Okay, that's a whole nother show. I can do that show if I'm challenged on it. Okay. But if you look at how this all started, remember George Washington when he gave his inaugural address, remember that he put his hand on the Bible. And it was open to Deuteronomy 28, 15 blessings, 55 curses. Do you remember when he was done? History tells us that he kissed the blessings and the curses. Blessings during their time and era, and we're under the curses now, the judgments. Read 15 to 68, Deuteronomy 28. You'll understand what I'm talking about when you read it. So what we're finding is modern critics of Freemasonry provide virtually no offensive quotes from early American Masonic works. Instead, they regularly cite offensive Masonic works from the period of Masonic resurgence from the works of European Freemasonry and then wrongly criticize early Freemasons as if they were the Freemasons of the 1870s. I had a friend that called me on this 3 weeks ago, and I was hoping to get David Barton on. I guess the Lord is just teaching me how to break this down, and so I read the book three times. I literally have 65 pages of notes proving that what you've been told is a complete lie about our forefathers, and if you'd open your eyes, you could clearly see that. The non-scholarly practice that has been given by the modern-day Freemasons and Masons has led to numerous erroneous conclusions regarding the influence of Freemasonry in the American founding forefathers. So, I'm going to get into names now, and this is what I was looking forward to getting to. My goodness, folks, we're almost on the last segment. That time today, they call this the fastest hour on national radio. It absolutely is. But we're going to step into it. And if we have to go a little late, then hang on with me, would you please? We got a hard break coming up, but I want to tee this up for you before we get into the next one. While it is appropriate today to question whether a practicing Freemason can also be an Orthodox Christian, impossible. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Amos 3:3. American Freemasonry, in fact, if early American Freemasonry had been incompatible with Orthodox Christianity, then the lack of Christian orthodoxy would have been evident in the writings of those founding forefathers who were Masons. Such, however, is not the case. In fact, a cursory examination of prominent Masonic founders shows the contrary to be true. Some significant examples I will present. Now, let me say this really quick. You guys all know what a Mason is. He's a stonecutter, a bricklayer, a builder. That's what a Mason is. A Freemasonry is somebody that comes in from out of town. They meet at a lodge. At the lodge, they got what? Preached to by the local Presbyterian, the Episcopalian. Okay, they got preached at by the Puritan preachers. That's what it was. It was a meeting place. Just like if I was a part of a union and I went to a union hall today. Okay, just to get out of your minds that because they're a part of a lodge back then, that it was satanic or they were a part of the Illuminati. Nothing could be further from the truth. We've already exposed that 15 times over the last seven parts. We're going to get into names on the other side of this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that I'm afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, we're probably going to end up going over a little bit today. So if you want to go on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can find us right there on the left side of the page. Or beforeitsnews.com, left side of the page. You can find us on social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in, you want to correct us, you want to contend, you want to add too, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so who are the Masons? John Hancock. You remember this guy? John Hancock, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, he actually has the biggest signature. And the reason he has the biggest signature is because he wanted to make clear that the tyrant across the pond seen his signature without having to put on his spectacles. Okay, so if you look at the screen right now, I want to show this to you so you can see it for yourself. This is John Hancock right here. Okay. He wrote it the biggest because he wanted to stand in the face of that tyrant, and he wrote it so big so that the tyrant, the king across the pond, King George, didn't have to put on his spectacles to read his name. You do understand that he could have been hung for all of this, right? We're talking about courageous guys here. But John Hancock, he was a Mason. Understand what a Mason is, okay? He was a Freemason and the son and grandson of famous gospel minister. He was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence and twice served as a president of Congress. In his own state of Massachusetts, he was made a senior major general and placed at the head of the militia. That's found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the U.S. Constitution. He was placed at the head of the militia and was elected the first governor of Massachusetts, a position to which he was reelected eight subsequent times. That boy served, for a better way of saying it, and I say that with all respect. Hancock was instrumental in writing the state's first constitution with a clause that required an explicitly Christian declaration for public office holders. Okay, this is what I was talking about earlier, and I just fell into it. "I do declare," said John Hancock, "that I believe the Christian religion and have a firm persuasion of its truth." Is this the work of a Freemason undermining Christianity in the American founding era? Hardly. Hardly. Furthermore, in his inaugural address following his selection as the first governor of Massachusetts in 1780, he announced, "Sensible of the importance of Christian piety and virtue, morality, to the order and happiness of a state, I cannot but earnestly commend you to every measure for the support and its encouragement." Hancock also urged a due observation of the Lord's Day and then issued a statewide call to prayer, asking citizens to pray for the knowledge of Christianity to spread over all the earth, like it talks about in Ephesians 1. "Give us a spirit of wisdom and knowledge that we might know you." And in the ending with John Hancock, he stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependency on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and that no man ought to take from us." Wow. Isn't that crazy? What are you seeing today? I said it last week when we were talking about this. Isn't it interesting that you see, by the way, what you're seeing on the federal level and in the state levels, friends? This is what you're dealing with, the modern version of the Illuminati, the modern version of Freemasonry. And notice how I know this. And again, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can see and hear. Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. But they're at war with everything our forefathers established. Our forefathers established rights from God, not privileges from men. What do you see today? You see modern government, federal and state, which, by the way, is running foreign and antithetical to the U.S. Constitution that our forefathers established. But what are they doing? They're at war with our rights in hopes that we're enslaved, that they can give us privileges at their good graces. Do you understand? This is not difficult to see. They are oxymorons. They are oil and water. They are opposed. 180 folks, 100% opposed to each other. The modern day politicians are at war with what our forefathers established. And that is exactly the proof in the pudding as to what we're talking about right now concerning the difference between what a Mason and a Freemason really is to what they want you to believe it is. And what you're seeing on the federal floor, you're seeing a bunch of controlled yo-yos being told what to do, when to do it. They're extorted and they're compromised men. That's why they're all going along with whatever they're told to do. That's exactly what they've done. And how's that working out for you? There's your taskmaster right there. That's how Satan operates. He wants to extort you. He wants to enslave you. He wants to dictate you at every given will. And how do they extort him? Well, they commit crimes, and then what they do is the bad guy, their rulers come in, the powers that are tolerated by the American people, they come into play and they say, "Well, listen, what we'll do is we know that you're guilty of this, but we won't let that out. And what we're going to do is we're going to put you in a position incumbent in government, but you're going to do what we tell you to do. And what we're going to do is, because the American people don't know their left hand from their right hand for the most part, we're going to go ahead and we're going to sell you to them as the good guy, but what they don't really realize, because they don't pay attention to the fruit that the Lord told us to judge you by, we're just going to go ahead and put you there. You're going to do what we tell you to do. And what you say and what you do are going to be two different stories. You're going to be sold as the good guy, but you're going to do the wrong thing. You're going to do that which is evil. You're going to do our biddings in working against those people so we can further enslave them." That's what you're seeing today in America. In contrast to what our forefathers did. Isn't it interesting? Case in point, and I'm going to move on. Isn't it interesting when a war is called? Who goes? Politicians, do they go? No. No, not at all. They send your kids. And this is how willing and dumbed down the American people have become and not paying attention to the Spirit of the Lord. Politicians today, when there's a war that they create along with their buddies in the military-industrial complex, what do? They work hand in glove with corporate America, regardless of what facet that they're going to use, right? In this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and they send your kids. And who capitalizes off it? The politicians that created the war. What did our forefathers do? When there was a righteous war, because there's a difference between the Lord's wars and man's wars. Read the Bible. There's righteousness and unrighteous wars. Much of what you see today is unconstitutional, which means it's unrighteous. And it's the politicians creating the wars with the military-industrial complex. When a war was called forth by our forefathers, who were the first ones to go? They were. They were. They were the ones that fought to give us the rights that God has bestowed upon us. 1 Timothy 6:2. Americans, open your eyes. This is not difficult to see. Who was another Mason? Richard Stockton, 1730 to 1781, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a Freemasonry. He was a part of Freemasonry. So he was a stone builder, a stone cutter, and he was a part of going around the continent and working with local Masons. I've reiterated that 100 times, but I know it's important for people to get it. Okay, like the other signers, he pledged his life, just talking about this, his fortune, and his sacred honor for the cause of American independence. And like the others, he kept his promise. In fact, he was one of the 9 signers who did not survive the American Revolution. He was captured by the British as a prisoner of war. He was tortured and severely abused by the enemy. Even though a prisoner exchange eventually secured his release, Richard Stockton's health was so crushed that he never recovered. He was dying and he knew it. And understanding this, he placed his temporal affairs in order and penned his last will and testament, giving particular attention to his young children who would never know their daddy, their father. Notice his strong Christian faith evidence and the document. Listen carefully. This is what he said. As my children will have frequent occasion of perusing this instrument and may probably be particularly impressed with the last words of their father, I think it proper here not only to subscribe to the entire belief of the great and leading doctrines of the Christian religion, such as the being of God, the universal defection and depravity of human nature. That's why we need a Savior. Matthew 1:21. The divinity of the person and the completeness of the redemption purchased by the blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. The necessity of the operations of the divine spirit or divine faith accompanied with a habitual virtuous life and the universality of the divine providence, but also in the bowels of a father's affection, to exhort and to charge them that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, that the way of life held up in the Christian system is calculated for the most complete happiness that can be enjoyed in this moral state, that all occasions of vice and immorality is injurious, either immediately or consequently even in this life. Does that sound like a modern-day Mason or a Freemason? Nope, just the opposite. Just the opposite. Folks, they got blood oaths. They sold their souls. They don't care. They lie. They're secretive about everything that they do. And folks, the American people deserve it for allowing them to do it because you all the well know what I'm telling you is true. We're going to come right back in about 10 seconds. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to go over to John Dickinson really quick. So just give me 10 seconds. Don't go anywhere. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
1.